Thank you, Mark Garrison, and for Femi Okay. We're joined now by two members of our partners, the New York Times, two of our colleagues. Tom Shanker is Pentagon correspondent for the New York Times. He joins us from Washington. And Mark Mazzetti is defense correspondent for the Times. Mark and Tom, first of all, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us, sir.
We want to talk about two stories. One that's looking forward. The Obama administration, as we've mentioned on the program already, is going to announce some details, which may include a further deployment of some 4,000 either troops or trainers into Afghanistan. More details of a policy which the Obama administration wants us to believe is at the center of its foreign affairs strategy going forward. And also a very important meeting that took place yesterday with the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair. Mark Mazzetti, you were at the Blair briefing yesterday. Explain to us, first of all, what kind of access this was and how wide-ranging a discussion of policy Dennis Blair allowed you to have.
It was a pretty rare media sit-down with the Director of National Intelligence. This is his first one on the job. He's only been on the job a couple months, but it was one that his predecessor, Mike McConnell, only did once at the very end of his tenure. And it was about an hour and a half long, and it covered a range of subjects from Afghanistan to Pakistan to North Korea to Iran. So he didn't answer or give details about every topic, but he fielded questions about them.
Now, there was some discussion right during the transition as individuals from the Bush administration briefed incoming Obama administration officials about Afghanistan that we are losing the war in Afghanistan. There was a lot of pessimism during that transition series of weeks. Has that changed at all? Is Blair more upbeat on the notion of tactical victory and security victory in Afghanistan?
Blair was not putting too much of a positive gloss on the situation in Afghanistan. He recognizes the real problem with the not only the Taliban strengthening, but the inability of the government in Kabul to govern, and the big challenges there are there. Now, I think the Obama administration today will certainly talk about the opportunities that are there and the possibilities for turning around these dynamics, but Blair was not there yesterday to sort of say how everything's going to turn out fine. He was pretty sober about what lies ahead.
Tom Shanker, what were the strategic themes, or what strategic theme do we expect to hear from the administration as the details of the Afghan and really the Afghan-Pakistan policy is rolled out today?
Right. The president will come out in about an hour and a half in front of a group of diplomats and military officers, and he'll announce a series of very important both tactical and strategic changes. At the tactical level, he will order the deployment of about 4,000 military trainers. These are troops from the 82nd Airborne Division, which is kind of American shock force in reserve, to not go over there as fighters, but as trainers with the Afghans. And at the more strategic level, he will be imposing a set of benchmarks for behavior on both Afghanistan and Pakistan to make sure that they are fully partners with his plan to go after al-Qaeda in Pakistan and to rout the Taliban, who are now showing a very strong resurgence in Afghanistan.
So, Tom Shanker, is this a classic kind of hearts and minds program being rolled out here, or do you see some innovative tactics and some signs of maybe a new vision, possibly even the fine print of General Petraeus?
Well, in some ways, they've moved so far beyond hearts and minds because it's very difficult for the United States to say you have to love us and think like we do. They simply want the behavior to be more in keeping with American policy. They want the Pakistanis to focus on terrorists in their tribal areas and not to use American aid to build up its military against its historic rival, India. Likewise, in Afghanistan, they want the Karzai government to crack down on historic corruption and narco-trafficking and all that. So it's less hearts and minds than simply good behavior.
And a lot of diplomacy. It seems like the complexity that you've just described there, Tom Shanker, is partly motivating why, first of all, Eikenberry is going to be the Afghan ambassador, a Pentagon general going over to the State Department. And in dealing with Pakistan and India in all of this, it really does require, and we've got Richard Holbrooke as the envoy over there, it really does require as many diplomatic troops as it does military troops. Mark, you first and then Tom.
That's right. I mean, the Obama administration has kind of put its A-team on this issue. There have been a number of policy reviews, and so now it's the time to sort of stop reviewing the situation and start, you know, enacting your policy. They do believe, as you said, that the issue and the problem is as much one of rebuilding the infrastructure and one of diplomacy more as it is a military issue. So it's not just send more troops over to kill bad guys. It's a little more complex.
Comment, Tom?
Well, that's exactly right. It's become a cliche to say that you can't kill your way to victory in Afghanistan. What the Obama administration is trying to do is actually act on that by very tightly knitting together its military plan, which will be somewhat downgraded, not in emphasis, but in focus, to only going after terrorists and insurgents and not using the military to rebuild. So who does that job fall to? The international community, non-governmental organizations, and the diplomats. I think what we'll really see is a push to expand the problem from just a U.S., NATO, Afghan, Pakistan issue to try to get Russia, China, India, even the oil states in the Persian Gulf to understand the global risk there and at least to pony up some money since they won't offer any troops.
Well, in describing that sort of huge coalition to deal with this problem, it reminds me of what Dennis Blair said, I believe it was in an op-ed or a statement that he made right around the time of his confirmation, that the U.S. has a security vulnerability because of the deteriorating economy. Did the Director of National Intelligence have anything to say about that yesterday, Mark Mazzetti?
I think he said he feels like he said his piece about the economy and got a lot of attention for it. And yesterday was much more focused on the sort of traditional national security issues that we deal with in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. However, I mean, there's no question, and he still believes, that the crumbling world economy knits throughout all of these issues. And certainly, if you look at the problem in Pakistan, it's as much of an economic issue as it is a security issue.
Right. Tom Shanker, before we go, last question. Do you have confidence that the administration understands the nuances of the Taliban in Pakistan versus the Taliban in Afghanistan and the different ways those groups need to be dealt with?
Well, even though Admiral Blair, as Mark reported this morning, says we don't know as much about Afghanistan as we should, you know, all of the best minds of the American government, intelligence community, military, State Department have been focusing on this problem. I think, you know, it's not so much a lack of knowledge as a lack of focus. For several years, the Bush administration focused the government on Iraq. What Obama is doing is saying first risk, first threat, Afghanistan.
Well, Tom Shanker, Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times, and Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Great briefing on a policy unveiling. In about an hour and a half, President Obama will talk about his policy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Our own Femi Okeh is bringing us the story of recession heroes, someone who resisted the temptation of a growing bubble. We want to know, who are your recession heroes?
My recession hero is my mother, who 9 years ago urged me to enter the teaching profession, which I did at age, I think I was 38, and she has recession-proofed me in a difficult time. So let's hope that teaching job up here in Rockland County stays around.
Well, we're rooting for you, Sarah, up there in Rockland County, New York. Tell us your heroes at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can go to our website and see a video of Femi Okeh with a hero she found, Behrouz Shahidi, the broker. It's at thetakeaway.org. And here's your takeaway.
The Americans have learned so much from their operations in Iraq that they really are very, very good at counterinsurgencies.
Rob Watson's take, the BBC's defense correspondent, on Afghan policy from the Obama administration. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.